Hello.
Hello, hey, is this Sergio?
Yes.
Hey, this is Joe over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you? Returning your call.
Oh, okay. So what's going on?
I was following up on a finance offer I mailed you. It was for equipment financing and working capital. What do you have coming up that requires some financing?
Candidly, nothing. I'm just pissed off at Wells Fargo because I have my lines of credit with them, and then I don't want to give them any money anymore, and I want to look for a different bank, and then you send something out. So, but I'm not in any sense of urgency to get any money. I just want to give my account to someone else.
Oh, okay. So basically, right now you have lines of credit with Wells Fargo, but you're looking to maybe just get rid of them?
Yes, I don't want to deal with them anymore.
I see. Okay. All
Where are
right.
you at?
I
You're from
went.
San Diego? You're calling from San Diego?
I'm in San Diego, near La Jolla, kind of in the middle between La Jolla and Mira Mesa.
Okay.
Yeah, where's your main off? Where are you located? I know you have offices in San Diego. I see on your
I have
signature.
three offices, but yeah, my office in San Diego is downtown, just at the south end of Little Italy and connecting with downtown on A Street. And the other office that I have is in the Inland Empire in Rancho Cucamonga, and the other office that I have is in Pasadena. So,
All over the map.
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Okay.
not all over the map, but all over Southern California.
Okay. Do you travel between all of them, or you kind of just stay
Yes.
with one?
No, I travel. I have
Okay.
four attorneys working under me, but I travel.
Okay, nice. Well, how about this? What do you normally use your lines of credit for? Is it just to pay off ARs, that sorts of things?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So let me just give you a little info on ours and then see if it's a good fit for your business.
Yeah.
So what we have is it's called working capital. Are you familiar on what that is?
Kind of,
Kind of?
but
Okay.
the terms are what are critical. So, what
Right.
are your terms?
Our terms, it ranges, it's a little bit more short term. It's been between 3 months to 3 years, so 3 to 36 months. Rates are a little bit different than like a traditional line of credit because it's fast cash. So it starts a little bit, it's about 10 cents on a dollar and up. But how it's designed, the way the terms are designed is so that you can get the cash really quickly, turn it around, make a return on investment, and move on to the next project. So that's how it is. So it's a little bit different than a working cap or a line of credit.
Okay, so
So,
it's 10% plus.
usually it's between.
Your interest rate is 10% or above.
In a way, yes, but in a different way, not really, because for lines of credit, let's just say, for example, it's 5% or something like that. It's compounding, and also it's not set, payments. For ours, it's set payments, and it's short term, so that way you can get over it and move on.
Okay, but okay, so let's say I get $50,000 financed by you guys or a loan,
Right.
alone. So what's gonna be the interest rate?
I would start at 55. Most of my customers are between 10 to like maybe
55?
20.
Okay. Say that again.
So it would start your, let's just say for example it's 10 cents on a dollar. Then you'd have your total payback would be 55
55 what?
thousand. So your loan is 50, your total payback is 55.
That's
So that means it's
10%.
by
That's 10%. So that's 10% per year, or what are the terms?
It depends on what you qualify for. Sometimes, I have customers that qualify for a longer term. Let's just say, for example, 26 months. Sometimes I have customers that qualify for a lower term, like 3 to 6 months. Depends on a lot of different factors, like time in business credit, personal credit, cash flow. So we take into a lot of consideration. So that's why the terms are kind of all over the map.
So what you're telling me is you have no idea as to what my rate is going to be. Really?
Right? Well,
I mean, you're telling me they're all over the map, and depends what is an ad, so you have no idea.
Well, because here's the thing, you're a lawyer, right? So you know that I don't want to bullshit you, so I don't want to give you a fake number. Let's just say, it's going to be 10, you know what I'm saying?
Then be concrete.
What are your terms?
Or, I don't know. Be concrete. Right. Because, exactly, yeah, that's what you're getting. I'm going to scrutinize whatever terms you're putting together, and what you're telling me makes absolutely no sense. But if you have more detail, then we can talk. Otherwise, fine.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you've gotten loans before, right? I'm sure, you know, they can't give you a term and percent and how long it's going to be without looking into, you know, other considerations like your personal, you know, credit, your business credit. You know, I don't know anything on your business. I can't give you, you know, I only know your name, your business name.
So
you know,
calling? Why are you calling me then? What is the objective of your call?
The objective of my call is to see if you have any capital needs. But if you want to get into,
I have already communicated that via email. So that information you already have.
Well, how do you rate your personal credit?
Very good, 700 plus.
Okay, well that's good. And how long have you been in business for?
6 years.
6 years? Okay. And that's for the first, since the first office, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was your growth annual sales last year?
What was my what?
Growth annual sales for all three of your offices combined?
700,000.
Okay. So based on those numbers, you know, if you have a 700 plus with 6 years of time in business and your field of your, and let's see here. So based on those two numbers, you would qualify for our A or B program. So that would be maybe 10 cents on a dollar to maybe 15, 20.
I mean, 10 or 20%. That's too high. I'm not interested. Thank you.
Okay.